welcome back. And we're trying to chase down Tex Myers. And, of course, I did confirm with the staff, Michelle, that he would be available for 1 p.m. Central Time. If we'll try to track him down. If not, we'll start early with Tim Alexander and Sally Miller. And we will track down Tex. You know, it's like I say, radio broadcasting is like a juggling with a blindfold on, flaming machetes. You could end up with a machete in your head. You could end up with an ear cut off. But if you know where the machetes are in your mind's eye, and you know how much you've spun it, you can spin it again by grabbing it by the handle instead of getting yourself burned. But you have to know where everything is. And sometimes we have to move things around in order to do it. And behind the scenes, our board ops are awesome here. Very impressed. Significantly superior to my board ops help over at Genesis Network or anywhere else. And, you know, John Stantmuller and the studio here are just awesome. So I'm really impressed. I mean, as I say, I'm getting a facial sprain from smiling so hard. This is what I call, I've now out of what I call radio prison. How's that? So let's start. I want to kind of cover some of the latest news that's going on right now. Prince, of course, you have the news story that Prince apparently is dead. I don't know all the story about that. Obama moves to change $5, $10, and $20 bills. This is kind of scary. There's moves that to do all kinds of things. You know, the Harriet Tubman is the face of the $20 bill. $5 and $10 bills will also change. So they're doing all kinds of what we call socially correct foolishness to our money. The latest, of course, news, I don't see her on Drudge. basically, we have a thing called the Hillary cult. You know, they asked on Fox News, I don't watch all of the news, but I watch some once in a while, I watch some Fox News. And they asked, in the, one of the gentlemen, a black gentleman, actually, it's a good journalist, to go into the, Bernie Sanders group and ask them what their word was for Hillary. And of course, it was all pretty obscene. It was like, you'd think these were Republicans, what they were saying about her. She's scary. I mean, honestly, she's so corrupt and scary. She is literally the physically and spiritually the most evil person I've ever met on earth. And believe me, I've met some pretty evil people. I've taken care of patients at the Banfield Pavilion in Vancouver at a high, was called Supermax Security Prison Medical Hospital, which is one of the 17 buildings at the Vancouver General, the second largest hospital complex on the planet, where the patient is chained at the neck, arms, and legs, and the guards have guns aimed and the safeties off on the central body and on their patient's head while I'm examining them. Give an example, she's a thousand times worse. This is a psychotic, dangerous person. So after Bill Clinton rapes them, the harassment that they undergo from Hillary is almost, in some ways, worse. The mental rape that she does and the harassment is scary. We're going to talk about this when we track down Sally Miller, who we were unable to get on the other day because of the time changes. And Sally's going to disclose a lot of stuff. I mean, I hope it has an effect in derailing the campaign of Hillary Clinton, because America won't survive another Democrat. America will not survive, especially Hillary Clinton. And the collaboration with the globalists is mind-boggling, with others such as Lion Ted Cruz and other candidates that basically are bought and paid for. There's a whole pile of them that we can get into some of these details when we get Tim Alexander on the air.
Alexander is on the air.
Ah, Tim. We're trying to track down Sally Miller. She didn't make it the other day. I don't know if we have her now or if we're going to get her soon.
Well, I think she's scheduled for a little, in about 45 minutes or so.
Exactly. Minutes. I think actually around 54 minutes, because we have more broadcast time per hour, and we have only 12 minutes of commercials versus 18 over at Genesis. And we have a longer segment now, which is 20 minutes, and then we get a short break and another 6 minutes, and then a little bit of commercials, another 20 minutes, and then a little short break and another 5 minutes. And then we start right at the top of the hour. Let's go over your blog, Tim, because you're on Tuesday, usually on at least 2 days a week, on Tuesday and Thursday, the last hour. Usually on Thursday, we can try to track down Chris Harris. Sometimes he shows up. He's working in the nuclear Navy. That's not his real name. It's his radio name. There's only about 40 consulting radiation nuclear safety specialists with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and they work on contract with the International Atomic Energy Agency, and also do contract work to look at nuclear safety, say, at KEPCO, which is a Korean safety organization with similar plants, Most of these plants were designed by American engineers. They were what we call post-geriatric. They're well past the geriatric time. If they were people, they would be already dead and buried decades ago. They're unsafe.
You know, when we started this stuff, the nuclear industry, these people all wanted to make money. But they, and of course they assured us that these were going to be quite safe. They were not safe.
They never were, by the way.
No.
Einstein's old comment was, it is the height of insanity to boil water with nuclear fission. And that's Einstein who discovered
it. Yeah, Einstein said it. Yeah, it's the height of insanity to you know, you boil water with the most dangerous substances on the face of the earth.
Right.
And to give you an example, I remember, about a year or two ago, we had a retired Army colonel physician who was the U.S. Army's top expert on the effects of radiation in nuclear warfare. And he said very clearly that even one atom, now an atom, you know, you can't really see except with certain electron microscopes, but one single atom ingested into the human body of plutonium will result in that person dying of cancer. Because that the atom just sits there and just radiates, and it is that lethal. And when we built these nuclear power plants, the big scam was, well, we don't know what we're going to do with these rods, but down the road in 10 or 20 years, we'll have it all worked out. Well, 10 years have gone by, 20 years, 30 and more. And so each nuclear power plant is now not only a nuclear power plant, but a nuclear waste storage facility.
Yeah, do you know what I told Tom Daschle literally right after 9/11? I called the Senate Majority Leader, Tom Daschle. I said, Tom, here's the situation. I was a senior radiation toxicology doctor taking care of the hazmat teams out there testing to see how radioactive the sites were around these open pits and platforms where there was literally liquid plutonium on the site. And I wanted to see if it was degrading and ending up in the groundwater heading toward the North Platte River, which would go to Nebraska. And when my guys from NOAA went out there, they were told that the radioactive was fine enough that there was a chain link fence around it. So people were out there literally in their shorts and their hats, you know, the cap hats, walking around with their dogs, just doing this stuff. When they did the testing of the ground and the groundwater right down to the concrete sub-base, heading toward the North Platte River, they actually saw it moving toward the North Platte and were predicting that at this time, this is back in 1997, they figured within 10 years it was going to hit the North Platte. It was already so radioactive, it was 10 million times more radioactive than they'd estimated, so they should have been out there in full what's called radiation hazmat suits to protect against them getting blasted. They should have had special respiratory fit face masks to prevent nanoparticles and radiotoxins from being absorbed into the lungs that were hot particles. And when I did the entry and exit exams, my boss freaked out completely because I realized what was going on. And the government was like, this is a Superfund site. So I thought, oh, my God, we got Deagle here. And he's done three tours with the Prophecy Club to 42 cities in Israel. So they were kind of losing it. They didn't know what we needed, what we do, because has this guy talked to anybody?
How we let this guy in the gate?
And the thing is, if we kill the bugger, excuse my English, if we kill him, if we kill Deagle, people might believe him, damn it. What do we do now? Okay, so
ignore him and hope he goes away.
Hope he just goes away. Well, I don't go away, okay? I'm a tough nut. I am made for, my character's made with titanium alloyed spiritual steel made by the Most High God, okay? I give God the credit in this. What I want you to know is that we're releasing more information, regular and classified, and solutions to Fukushima than anybody else on the planet. And I wrote a book I released a few years ago and updated tremendously, and it's an article that's coming out this weekend on Fukushima Daiichi, which will be posted up on Republic Radio, on Nutramedical, and also on our blog. That article is free. The videos will be free. You can actually watch them anytime you want. And it'll explain technically how we need to solve this. But they're radiologically desertifying the North Pacific Ocean. They're putting a blocking high to block the radiation from striking the coast and really making people sick. Most of the airborne is hitting at 26 to 30,000 feet, so you don't get it unless you fly through the air plume. So Malaysian Airlines is limited to one air flight per flight crew per month to go through this plume between Vancouver, Canada, and Malaysia, because they hit the plume and they were breaking out in sores and having their hair fall out and having their gums bleed because of the radiation. And it's not abating. These radiotoxins are long-acting, you know, so the cesium
ones... Oh, you've got half-lives that go on for, you know...
Hundreds of years. So
yes.
What's happening is it's radio accumulating. The shorter-acting ones, like radiotoxins, like radioiodine-131, four half-lives, if it stopped, it would go away in about a month. But most of the radiotoxins are hundreds of years, which means it's not going to go away for a millennium if it stopped. And the bigger bad ones, like plutonium, has a half-life of 24,900 years, so it would take 100,000 years if it stopped to drop back to background. What we're dealing with now is an extinction-level event, and the population are not being told this because we have extinction-level event, genetically modified food. Now we've got the release of the
I wanted to go there. You know, yeah. Dr. Bill, when you stand back and look at this planet, say we were from Alpha Centauri, some planet orbiting that.
You're a sci-fi writer now, right?
Yeah, and we zoom our little spaceship in here, and we look down at these humans, and they look a little different from us, kind of funny looking, but that's all right. And then we say, oh, my, what in the world? They have these real dangerous things to produce power all over the country. They even know they've suppressed the information, the technology, but, well, energy's free. They don't have to do this.
Exactly. Zero-point energy, nuclear fusion, et cetera.
Right. And then they've got this thing, these power plants that went supercritical and all this, China syndrome and all this, polluting their biggest ocean on the planet and spreading poison all over. Then they put this insane poison called Roundup on their food, and it's in their food cycle now, spreading
2.746 billion gallons of it sprayed in our food and our cotton tampons and our food every year. It particularly attaches Roundup to the gliadin fraction of wheat gluten, so it makes it super allergenic. So a lot of people now are gluten sensitive because of Roundup. And then we add biotoxins like Bacillus thuringiensis, unstable plasmids, and it jumps into the gut bacteria bees that causes Beeheimers. But it's happening in kids and adults because if these biotoxins get into the gut bacteria, they make the bacteria make 4,000 times more BT toxin than the flowering plants like geraniums, okay, and chrysanthemums.
And then on top of this, our history records show that this planet, which they call Earth, that they've had two world wars, which was just a horrific slaughter that made no sense at all. And
oh, sure, if you're a banker.
Towards the third one.
It's a banker war. These are all, since Napoleon Bonaparte, all the wars have been banker wars.
That was the beta test, you know.
Yeah, the beta test and banker wars. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was the first kind of global, almost global war. And it's beyond... It's beyond a case of profit, because ultimately, when you destroy and turn this planet into, at least as far as higher life forms and human beings, a dead, sterile planet, exactly who wins?
Well, Satan's trying to win, but, you know, it's an interesting anomaly. Satan is the most intelligent created being and the most stupid being at the same time, because he's trying to wrestle with the creator God of the universe is beyond time and dimensions. And he is about to be extinguished because it says he was cast out of the...
I have a friend that's obsessive compulsive disorder. And he's worth quite a few million. He's one of my rich... I have rich friends and poor friends and poor like me. But anyway, this guy is pretty rich. But you would think he was on his last nickel. And he just gets so upset about... the other day, I said, well, I bought, you know, some water at Sam's, and he says, well, why would you do that? I said, well, because it's better than the tap water. And he says, well, why don't you just refill the bottle of the water from the tap? And, he's worried
really
about me
kidding.
Spending money, and it's obsessive compulsive. And I think Lucifer is like that. He's obsessive compulsive. He wants to be God. He can't be God. Nobody can be God but God. And he's just so rotten, and he's so obsessed. And in the case of this planet, well, this planet Earth, literally what we're headed towards is the destruction of all higher life forms.
Well, we're not far away. This weekend, by the way, there's 7 for Heaven sale, which starts midnight tonight to midnight Monday. This weekend is a Passover, Pesach. And I want people to understand this, and this may make you upset, but it's a fact. There is no millennium. We've had two millennium of grace already. When Yeshua Jesus returns with a people that have the seal of God on their head and their forehead, their hands, what they're going to do, he's going to destroy them, the devil and the false prophet and the beast dictator, which, by the way, are probably around today, even if they haven't got a full label on their forehead saying what they are. We are into the 120th Shemitah or Jubilee year since the birth of Adam, which was academically on Sukkot, and so is the probable birth date of Jesus according to the rabbinical scholars and biblical scholars. We are now after the POTUS and the Pontifex, last September on the blood moons, the last tetrad blood moon, declaring they wanted the Agenda 2030 to reduce the world population, have carbon credits, and take over control of the world and turn it into trade zones, which is why the Pope and the POTUS, the monster in the White House, again, remember, he is what I call wet-wired human flesh, avatared by a demonic entity. And people don't want to see demonic possession. Watch Barack Obama with his neuro-linguistic programming. Right now, he's curtsying and leaning over and kissing the butt of the Saudi Arabian king to make sure they don't pull $3 trillion
from
the economy.
He actually has been photographed more than once kind of curtsying to this character.
Right. So
a head of state, and a lot of people, you know, my degree background and all, I've studied all this, but no head of state bows to another head of state. And
well,
yet he does.
He's bowing basically more. But more than that, Tim, what he's doing is he's bowing to the global bankers that are based in what I call Londonistan. And you and I know, although New York is the capital of the world, the capital of the banking of the world is in London. The policies of the globalists and the Federal Reserve System are based out of London. What's happening in
the
hubbism
started
there. Well,
the whole, this rat pile of fecal matter, this horrid stuff, which is the global banking cartel. At the very apex is the Rothschilds.
Right.
And the London branch of the Rothschild family is the head of even that little, you know, I mean, it's they're at the apex. And they have been responsible for billions of people suffering, dying in war.
Oh, it's nothing compared to what's coming if you read the Bible and believe it. What they plan to do, and people need to understand this, Obama is placing weapons that are a direct challenge to Russia for nuclear war. At the same time, he's saying, I would rather choose that than let the Saudis pull the economy down during my last term so I lose my heritage and my, you know, the last year of my presidency. Obama, at the same time, is changing the face of the dollar bills and so on, $5, $10, $20. At the same time,
this is really interesting. You know, they're going to put, what's her name, on the $20 bill. They had proposed that they put it on the $10 bill, which has Alexander Hamilton on. Well, he was Secretary of the Treasury, and he was a supporter of central banks. But Andrew Jackson, who's on the $20 bill, who they're replacing, he hated the central bankers. He killed the central bank that they had established.
Exactly. We'll be back in just a minute with Tim Alexander, and your questions are welcome. 800-313, you have the number there. Call us.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. purchase via PayPal at landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts.
And welcome back. So, Tim, let's go over some of the details in Sally. And I talked to her several times now. She was 1958 Miss Arkansas in the early 80s. I think 83 she was a consort. She was actually having an affair with Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is a serial rapist. That's well documented, like Bill Cosby. Not only Hillary Clinton would cover it up, but she'd actually harass and frighten and actually threaten the people legally and physically that were raped. So they were not only raped by Bill, but they were psychologically raped by Hillary.
Yeah, which makes her an accessory after the
right.
fact.
Right. Now, so we're going to hear Sally to explain all this, but it explains Bill Clinton's cocaine addiction, which destroyed his nose. It explains also, I call the new term that I've kind of described, which I think other people have similarly found the same term, is called Arkanside. It's like the position of one of the attorneys that was working with her, that ended up jumping across a park with only footprints or dirt on his feet, several hundred feet, and was in a, you know, if he was in a Cirque du Soleil doing ballet or extreme maneuvers, he would have been considered a super athlete.
In his final death moves. Finger trigger was not in the gun, and it was
right. There were no powder burns on him. All the forensics were gone.
Who was that?
Yeah.
Webster?
Not Webster. It was Foster. Vince Foster.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and that's why I call it Foster side or Arkansas side is the term because
they have a lot of bodies around them.
Yeah, if you actually look at the list of bodies, it's like dozens and dozens of people expired. Untimely and in bizarre ways. Okay, so you got to understand. And when I have second sight. When I saw Hillary Clinton, I didn't see a 5'4" pantooted female. I saw a 16'8" Jacob reptilian monstrosity in the spirit realm. I can tell you, she is the most evil person I've ever met. And she was like going to the event horizon of the dark side of the abyss with Satan. I mean, that's how scary she is. She's a very scary person. And even the people that were Bernie Sanders supporters there say, some of them, at least three or four of them said, scary. They didn't just say corrupt or evil or liar. They said scary. A number of them did that. I mean, this is the last night I watched
it. You know, when you embrace a certain level of evil, you invite literally hell upon yourself.
Well, I asked God to give me a discernment. I want to repeat this in this show. A couple of years ago, and I said, God, give me the discernment. First, either Barack Obama and then Hillary, and I'll give Hillary's story. So I saw a little girl going in a pea jacket in the fall to a cold, dark house in New England. And they brought her down to a place under the stairs. It was similar to the Eyes Wide Shut, where they see people, saying the black mass and repeating the prayers backwards. And they were doing human sacrifice and sex magic rituals, and they made her drink blood and eat human flesh. And, of course, they shattered her psyche. They didn't have her then being avatared by transdimensional energies, otherwise known as demons. Now, people say, well, I don't believe that. I'm a Christian. Well, if you don't believe that, what about the story about Jesus and the demoniac? This is not a minor part of the New Testament. This is a major part. When he went across the Sea of Galilee to the Gadareans and he saw the demoniac, this is not a minor story. If you don't think that the leaders that we're given, I call them people of clay and iron, which is why my other site and ministry is clayandiron.com from the chapter 2 of Daniel, you're dealing with most of the leaders in the world, the evil leaders, are literally people whose psyche have been shattered. They're damaged people. They're being controlled by other world I call psychological and spiritual and soul entities, almost like a pathogen, like E. coli or anaerobic strep or whatever it is. And you have to understand there's a spiritual thing, not just a meme, not just an idea, not just a bad attitude or bad upbringing. We're talking about living, breathing
entities. Let's look at a handful of people. Let's look at phone boy Rubio.
The phone boy? Yeah, yes. Good term.
Phone boy, and I referred a picture of him dancing, and they had all these adult men dancing either nude or almost nude in foam up to their neck.
Right.
And I don't really want to think about it or what they were doing. But Rubio is so gayed out, and this is the character, U.S. Senator. He's on stage. Untold millions of people are watching. He's running for president, debating, and he's talking about Donald Trump's hand size and really making a reference to his
size of his male
organ.
That's why this artist here in California did a sketch, which you can go online and find. It's pretty obscene. To me, it is a basis for slander. People say that's free speech. No, it's not. This is slander to make a sketch suggesting that because of, quote, hand size, which is not true, he's got reasonable size hands, that Donald Trump, who has 8 grandchildren and has 3 gorgeous wives, he's somehow physically inadequate? Uh-uh.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
With autumn in the air, It's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Tex Marsh for hour three, and we're trying to track down Sally Miller. If we don't get her today, we'll get her later. And we may even do just a video presentation on our live stream channel and embed it right in today's show. So we have all kinds of ways of getting the truth out. And, you know, we got backups.
You know, Dr. Bill, I have on my blog, Europe, an article I posted late yesterday where Donald Trump says it's not much of a race anymore. And, we need to look at this thing, this Republican race, because Kasich cannot be nominated under the rules unless they change the rules, because he hasn't won any primaries, and he will not have won sufficient primaries to be placed in nomination at the convention in July.
Right, but you have to understand the reason why he's there is to disrupt, and he gets Soros money. He gets
Soros money, of course. But the same with... Cruz, he mathematically no longer can win it, and right. So why is he still in? And why are so many of the senior Republicans doing everything they can to destroy the most popular candidate for the Republican nomination in decades?
Tim, here's the answer. The short answer: these are political piranhas. They think of Trump as a donkey that's fallen in the Amazon River of the District of Criminals, and they want to eat him alive because he's going to ruin the gravy train. And that's why Mitch McConnell is a criminal, says he can work with Hillary Clinton, one of the most corrupt politicians in modern or any history. And the situation is that if anybody other than Trump gets in, it's the end of America. It'll cease to exist. The Trans-Pacific and Trans-Atlantic Partnership set up what's called corporate courts that make the Congress and Senate vestigial. The situation with Obama with open borders means we're going to have a 9/11-like event. It'll be orders of magnitude worse. We have policies where he's downgrading our nuclear forces so we ever get a nuclear exchange. And we have a Department of Offense, not a Department of Defense. There's no underground shelters for the population. There's no protection against EMP. There's new decentralized power sources. Yes, but the problem is here in America, there's no Department of Defense. There's a Department of Offense, and they're downgrading it to the point where we are becoming extremely vulnerable. And Trump is the only one that'll actually solve it. Now, he's not perfect. He's got little Asperger's. He's a Cardinals businessman. But he actually identifies the problem, and he is a Christian. I can tell you that. He is pro-life, and his reverse speech is correct. So we're in a situation now where we're in the last days of America, or a new America that's revived and repentant.
Dr. Bell, I'm an analyst, and I like to kind of step back from the trees, look at the forest and so forth. And let's look at something that Trump has spoken out on that nobody else is, by the way, in this election cycle, and that is bringing the factories back to America. Now, over the last 2 to 3 decades, we have, for what other insane reason, we have specialized, it seems like, in this country with shipping our industrial infrastructure to China and other third world countries.
Right.
Now, that never made sense to me when we were really beginning to do it. And, we were told, well, we're going to specialize in the high-tech stuff.
We won the Second World War because America was the industrial powerhouse that created weapons and ships and everything that
actually
allowed Britain.
My city, I live in Evanston, Indiana, pound for pound, had more industrial, military-industrial facilities here than any country in America. We had the biggest inland shipbuilding center. We built fighters and a large percentage of the ammunition used by our forces.
Right.
I remember hearing my parents before, I was born 5 years after the war, but people knocking on the door looking for a bedroom or anywhere to stay because they came to town to get jobs and but there was no place to stay. Now, we have shipped our factories overseas, but worse than that, all of our American corporations were given tax breaks for taking their plants and putting them in China or
Mexico. We're getting some callers that are calling and want to make some comments on the things you're talking about. Now, here we have, I think Mike may still be there. If not, we'll take Steve. Go ahead. You're on the air. Tell us your issues and questions or statements. Go right ahead.
Gentlemen and RVN listeners, there was a question raised about why Obama or Obama is over there bowing to another head of state.
Right.
And the reason for that is that Obama happens to be a lower-ranking Mason. The House of Saud is Jewish, and he comes from, Obama was born into the armor meatpacking Jewish dynasty, was raised partly Muslim. That's the reason why he's doing that. He's just showing obedience. That's all.
Yeah, he's a 32nd degree Mason. And the Saudis, we have to understand, are crypto-Jews from Basra, Iraq, several hundred years ago that came to Saudi Arabia, made a deal with the British, and Wahhabism came out of that deal, developed literally in what I call Londonistan. And people need to start grasping this. We bring on experts. We bring multiple sources of documentation, so this is not open to dispute. What people need to understand, and we've had experts on the program like Jonathan Gray in his 4-DVD set, Islam was created and fostered initially by the Catholic Church. They were there to take over the Temple Mount. They didn't hand it over, so the Crusades resulted. Those Crusades resulted in us taking it back for a period of time when eventually they lost the Temple Mount. They built the Al-Aqsa Mosque over the area where it should have been built. Now remember, the Temple Mount itself is the Fortress of Antonius. 10,000 Roman troops were there 2,000 years ago at the time of Jesus. The actual temple was down at the Springs of Gihon below the Eastern Gate, which the Jews already have all that territory. People need to know this. We bring on the biblical experts on the program to talk about this. But you're right. All of our high-level politicians are all in one order or another. And that, by the way, includes Trump, who's probably in what's called a white order. That's why he puts on the sign on the front of People magazine, what's called the the lion paw, which means I'm a good guy, I'm going to do good, I'm an American patriot. And there's other people in what we call the dark orders. And we have people like Leo Lanzagami talks about this in Rome. There's a Pentalpha order within the Vatican, the cardinals, that actually converted to Islam because they were trying to promote Chrislam reach now, which says that when they had the ceremonies at the Vatican last Christmas, they said the Quran was equivalent to the Bible. That's the Pope saying this. So you need to know this is not the best thing when you do medical, legal, or other journalism is to use quote marks for what people say or you videotape them saying or doing something. And this is not open to dispute. It's just a fact. It's an ugly fact.
Dr. Bill, the Pope also said, this current Pope, that we should not attempt to evangelicalize Jews, that is, convert them to Christians.
That's ridiculous.
You see, and that flies in the face of 2,000 years of Christianity.
Right, right. Well, it says in the Bible that the gospel is supposed to go to the Jews first. Now, let me explain what the word Jew means. It means praiser. Okay? The Jews, and this is why the Vatican is pushing forward with a thing called the abomination that desolates. And I'm going to explain it. The abomination is starting a blood sacrifice in the Temple Mount area, which is going to be the Strings of Gihon, where they can wash the animals. And then the desolation means they give a territory that was given by Abraham to a satanic faith, which is Islam, which is a Palestinian state. And these people in the Palestinian state are a mixture of ancient Hebrews that succumbed to Islam and the sons of Esau. So Palestine is, and we had Bill Salas on the program to explain this biblically, Palestine are the descendants of Esau, which were given a curse that if they continued to persecute Israel, they would be wiped from the face of the earth and they'd have no descendants. That's where we're going. We are now in the birth pangs. We're not in the tribulation yet. We're in the birth pangs. I don't know when it'll start, but I'll tell you the ceremony. The tribulation can only start by rabbinic law when they sanctify the Temple Mount and start the sacrifice on Sukkot, which is the Feast of David, they call it. And they have to have a sukkah, which remembers both David and the sukkah around the temple. And that future date, Sukkot, has to occur with a Palestinian state, which Obama's trying to do before he leaves office. It has to occur with a blood sacrifice, which the Pope is pushing. That's why he's saying, we want the Jews to start a blood sacrifice. We want the abomination that desolates. People need to grasp it, how close we are to the danger to billions of people on earth and to the Christian faith that's being completely prostituted this. Behold, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth.
Don't forget the Temple of Baal that they're going to
erect. Well, they made these styrofoam whatever things in. They put one up in New York and London on the 19th, which is the first of these 13 days of Beltane, which is spring sacrifice. And by the way, the six-pointed star that Israel has is the star of Ashtoreth, which is a human sacrifice star. It's not the star of David. That's a lie. It was introduced
in fact, if you go to the Jewish Encyclopedia, you can verify that very thing. That they tell you that it is was not known by David.
Yeah, exactly.
King David, and it was a satanic symbol
of human sacrifice.
A cult symbol.
Yeah, and
used
the 13
by
days.
The early Zionists.
The sacrifice starts in Baal, which is the 19th, which is the same day as the Oklahoma City bombing and Columbine. By the way, the birth date of Adolf Hitler was on the 20th. And it ends on what's called the Feast of Moloch, which is where they would take the proxy sweetbreads to the Queen of Heaven, who were cooked like sheep, like little boys and girls, if they didn't have a pregnancy to sacrifice to Moloch on the arms of the hot coals and burn them to ashes. From a previous lascivious full moon ceremony 9 months earlier with someone other than their husband. This is the evil that we're talking about, okay? And they're literally putting a sign up in 1,000 different cities they want to do this as a big spiritual light. We need the return of Lucifer, and we want him incarnate in the Antichrist to show up on earth as a ruler. They're literally putting out the sign saying, it's time for the Antichrist to show up. And it says in the Bible, woe to you, earth, and you see, for the devil has come down to you, and great is his wrath, for he knows his days are short.
We will never get America back until we get Israel out of America.
Yeah, well, what I call it's a real hell. Now, let me explain. Israel is the apostate Sabbatean Jews, which basically come back from Khazaria, okay? And these basically Khazarians were phallic worshippers and pagans and human sacrifice, and they used to attack the caravans that went from Damascus, Syria, primarily from Israel, right through to China. My great-grandfather owned a caravan, and he was a Christian, from Damascus all the way to China twice a year. So my great-grandmother walked to China beside the camels twice a year. Okay? These are tough people. And the Khazarians used to attack, and when King Bulan, I think it was 8 centuries ago, decided, well, we could become Christians, Jews, or Muslims. They didn't want to be under the boot of the Catholic Church. They didn't want to be Muslims, which are also, in a sense, an affiliate of the Catholic Church and enemies. So they decided we'll become Jews, and that's why they brought in what's called the Babylonian Talmud, because by that time, most of the Jews were now Sabbateans, were pre-Sabbateans, because Sabbatai came several centuries ago. Barry Chalmers talking about this in his books about Sabbatai and labor Zionism. Labor Zionism is atheistic and satanic. You need to know that the state of Israel was formed as a communist, atheistic, satanic state. Okay? That's an ugly fact. We need to know that they have tried to steer our foreign policy. They were involved intimately as a trigger finger in 9/11 with micro-nukes and advanced weapon systems. That's why they sent these dancing Israelis. We need to know they're in lockstep with Saudi Arabia because many of their security forces have dual certifications through the Saudi security forces and the Israeli. That's why you don't see any conflict between the two because they're lockstep, Israel and Saudi. Okay, in
this Israel, this is a false, fake Israel. The true Israel cannot exist until the return of the Messiah. And
exactly.
So
in fact,
right now.
In fact, Jews in Syria. You're right. Jews in. Yeah, let me finish this, and then you can make another comment. The Jews in New Jersey and New York that know the Torah, not the Talmud of Babylon and all these other crazy rabbis, know that there can be no Israel return until Messiah comes in. Messiah HaMashiach. And they know this is a fact, and they know that the current state of Israel is a false state. It's not the real state. They have to have Messiah return, which is the son of a Hebrew man and Hebrew woman. Okay, that's a fact. So they know this is a false state, and they do not support Israel. It's only the Sabbatean Satanists and these globalists, and the set of Israel is being set up as a sacrifice. All these 7 million people, Arab Christians, Jews, secular agnostics, bisexuals, because it's the homosexual capital of the world is Tel Aviv. They're all being set up as a human sacrifice because when war gets going and they pull up the Samson option and Jordan falls, like the king of Jordan has stated, this is dangerous because he used to be trained in Britain as a tank commander. He's not an idiot. They've said if Jordan falls, they will come butt up against Israel. And if they try to take over Israel, Israel will use a Samson option and every Muslim city over 50,000 will be turned into nuclear ashes within 10,000 miles. This is really crazy. Go ahead.
One last question, if I might.
Sure.
Can you tell me where the four German subs that Israel was given, where they're located right now?
How long were they given to them?
More than four now, isn't it? Isn't it five or six?
Well, so there were five of them. One was sunk by off the Syrian coast. We're down to four.
Right, the Syrians sunk it, but officially that never happened, but in reality it did.
Yeah, I know that it did. What's happening is we're giving all kinds of technology to the Israelis. People should know this. The assassination of John F. Kennedy was tied directly to John F. Kennedy's opposition to giving Israel nuclear materials because we can track it with the spectral pattern of the isotopes in every batch of nuclear isotopes. And I took care of the people and the secure officers inside the Savannah River plant to make all our nuclear detonators. Israel was involved with the assassination with LBJ and all the cabal that were putting together to kill him and get our security forces and our secret police to back off against John F. Kennedy to make sure he was assassinated there. It wasn't from the book depository. It was right down on the ground. And the Israeli Mossad were directly involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and the CIA have taken over our government ever since the assassination.
And Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton arranged JFK Jr.'s death by...
That's correct, yep.
Exactly. And George Bush Sr. was right there in Dealey Plaza managing the operations to make certain that it was all pulled off. Okay?
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants. and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
This is Tim Alexander. Dr. Bell will be right back. We are hoping to have Sally Miller on today. If not, we'll proceed without her, and I can discuss some of the things that we want to discuss with her. We wanted to get it directly from her. I think I hear him coming back right now.
So, Tim, I'm back.
Okay. Yeah, we started without you.
By the way, I have something important to mention. I want people out there to make the donations to Republic Broadcasting. I think that people need to understand there's significant attacks going on. People have known that last week when I came on John's show, the archives for the whole network went down. They weren't being properly serviced before. There's ongoing expenses, and I want people out there that have the means to support to call Republic Broadcasting right now and make donations. I want them to understand that I call radio prison over at GCN. I couldn't get a proper contract with Rents, although I respect him, because he's going through a lot of stress himself and financial issues, which I don't need to get into. And Coast to Coast Radio is just plain nuts. So this is the only place of a Patriot station that has the ability to tell the truth anywhere in the world. So if you're tuning in from Australia, Canada, Europe, you're not going to get a radio station. If I did this show today in Canada, I would already be arrested for statements I made. Okay? So, I want you to, as I say, get up out of your seats like the movie Network, go to your phone, call the 800 number, and make a donation right now to support Republic Radio. Not me, Republic Radio. Call them now. Okay, we're not going to get to Sally. Obviously, she's not responding to her phone. We may get her next hour when we have Tex on, if we can track him down. And I think I got a hold of his secretary, so we will get him. I would like you to stay on while we have Tex on. Tex tends to talk a lot, so you and I won't be talking much in this next hour, although I'll say some kudos to kind of back him up. Hopefully, we will get...
This is the last hour, right? You said next hour. This is the last hour.
No, we're not in the last hour. We're in the second hour. The last hour is coming up. Our last hour is from 2 p.m. Central to 3 p.m.
Right,
Central.
Right, okay. Well, that's what I'm talking about. We're going to go into that
in just a few minutes. But I want people to understand, right now we are fighting not only for the Republic and for Christians and for the truth, but we're fighting for the future of planet Earth. We're fighting for millions of people.
Dr. Bill, we've kind of touched on this before. I just want to say what Sally said to me 2 months ago,
right?
When she called me. I had a nice conversation with her. She's very intelligent, very nice lady. And we talked about quite a number of things, including...
Gee, I hear the bumper coming in. I'm not sure. I guess we get a break for a couple minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to be back in a few minutes here at the top of the hour in about two and a half, three minutes. Tim, and we will be joined, hopefully, by Tex Mars's book called Churches Gone Wild. We'll track down Sally Miller, and we'll keep these flaming machetes in the air for your sake and the sake of all those people that may suffer or die, and all those people who may go to the place of annihilation of their souls for a world in spasms called the birth pangs, which we are in. We'll be back in a moment. Pray for us and pray for Republic Radio. Donate right now.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without military funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriot business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. I'm not the kind of guy.